Perek Yud Zayin. This perek continues the previous perek, which indicates that even though we just said that the nations will eventually see God, Yehuda, the sin is fixed as they refuse to do teshuvah. Pasuk Aleph. Hatat Yehuda k'tuva be'et barzel b'siporin shamir harusha al luach libam. The sin of Yehuda is inscribed with an iron pen, with a hard fingernail, inscribed on the tablet of their hearts and on the corners of their altars. Yehuda is accused of still clinging to Avodah Zarah. The Et Barzel here, which is the iron pen, and the Sipur Shamir, which is the hard fingernail, those are examples of things that seem to be permanent. And we said, Harusha Aluach Libam, the word Harusha seems to be like Haruta, which is engraved in their hearts, meaning, and the Radak said, that means not easily forgotten. The point here of Karnot Mizbehotehem, according to the Mitzudot, that is the Mizbehot, the altars that they used to sacrifice for Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Moshe Elsheikh says, no, it's actually the Mizbehot that they used to sacrifice to Hashem in trying to atone for their sins without doing tshuva, thinking that the sacrifices, even to Hashem, will atone for their sins without doing teshuvah. Pasuk bet. Kizkor b'nehem mizbehotam v'ashirehem al etz ra'anan al gevaot gevohot. As the children remember the altars and the asherah, which is the tree Avodah Zarah, that their parents sinned with on by all the leafy trees and by all of the high mountains. Since the children are remembering the sins of their parents, this is something that's not easily forgotten. And this is something that they have almost an inheritance with. The children are getting these sins from their parents. Pasugima. Harari Basadeh. Haylecha kol otzrotecha, lavez etin bamotecha, behatat bechol givulecha. The Avodah Zarah was done on the mountains in the field, and therefore all your wealth and all your treasures will be given to the enemy as booty. And this is because, of course, of the sins that you made on your altars in all of your boundaries. Yerushalayim here is compared to a mountain in a field. And this is because since they sinned, therefore everything around it will be destroyed and Yerushalayim will be secluded as a, and that would make it a mountain, which of course Yerushalayim is a mountain, will be wound up in a field. It's the commentary of the Malbim. And the Radak says, since they sinned in the mountain, he puts the comment a little differently in the Pasuk, since they sinned in the mountain, in the fields, all of that's where their wealth will be taken as spoils. Pasuk Dalit. Vishamateta ubcha minahalatecha asher natati lach vahavaticha et oivecha ba'aretz asher lo yadata ki esh kedahtem be'api ad ulam tukad. Vishamateta, from the language of Shemitah, to remove yourself or withdraw. You'll be forced to remove yourself from your inheritance, from Eretz Yisrael, asher natati lach, that I have given to you. V'avaticha toivecha, You'll be enslaved to your enemies. Ba'aretz asher lo yadata, land that you don't know. Ki esh kedahtem ba'api. So you've ignited a fire in my anger. Ad ulam tukat. That fire will burn forever. And of course, this is the metaphor of being forced to leave the land of Israel. Goes back to even the Torah's discussion of the Lashon of Shemitah, right? Because we have hinting that we have violated Shemitah, so the land makes up for it, Shemitot. Pasuke. Ko amar Adonai, arur hagever asher yiftach ba'adam, v'sam basar zero'o, umin Adonai yesur libo. Hashem says, cursed is the person who trusts in man, and who and puts flesh his strength, and from God he turns his heart away. And this means, while it's true we shouldn't trust in human beings, and the Radak says this is specifically pointed at the Yehuda who was putting their trust in Mitzrayim and all other allies, but the point being is that this is only a violation based on the last few words, Me Hashem Yasur Libo, right? Me Hashem Yasur Libo. If the trust in man causes you to not trust in Borei Olam, then it's forbidden. However, if you put your trust in man simply as a messenger of God, that is not a violation of this pasuk. Pasuk Vav. V'haya ke'ar'ar ba'arava. Velo yir'e ki yavotov bishachan haririm bamidbar eretz melecha velo teshev. He'll be like a lonely tree in the desert. He won't see the good when it comes. And he lives in these parched lands in the wilderness, salty, uninhabited land. Ar'ar Ba'arava, as we said, is a lone tree in the desolate wilderness, and that means, really, that there's nothing to protect it from the winds and from nature. Because usually, when you have a tree, there's either mountains around it or other trees, but here a tree that's alone is left to be ravaged by the forces of nature, and this is a mashal, of course, how Yerushalayim, as we said before, will be desolate around it, and there will be nothing left to protect it. Pasuk Zayin. Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach Adonai V'haya Adonai Miftacho. And as opposed to Pasuk Vav, where we curse someone who trusts man, now the Nevi is blessing a person who trusts Hashem, and Hashem will be his security. Pasuk Het. V'haya Ke'et Shaltul Almayim V'al Yuval Yishalach Shorashav ולא יראה כי יבוא חום, והיה עליהו רענן, ובשנת בשורת לא ידאג, ולא ימיש מעשות פרי. Right? This person who trusts in Hashem and not in man will be like a tree planted near water. Of course, this reminds us of the phrase in Tehillim, כעת שתו על פלגי מים, here it's עת שתו על מים. Which spreads out its roots along a lake or a brook, right? Yuvali Shalash Rashav, and doesn't see when heat comes. It's not affected. V'haya alehu ra'anan. Its leaves are fresh. U'bishnat basoret lo yidag. It won't worry when there's drought. V'lo yamish masot peri. It will not stop producing fruit. Akov halev mikol va'anushu mi yida'enu. Says, the heart is the most deceitful of all, and it is at the same time very fragile. Who can understand it? The point why the heart is deceitful is because Yirmiyah is dealing, as we'll see many times, with what he thinks are hypocritical people. that deep in their heart, they are not motivated by Avodat Hashem, but they fake it, and they make believe they are. So their heart is deceitful, and it's nobody can know, who knows their true motivation. And of course, it's the most fragile, because it's given to sickness and ailment from all these things. Pasuk Yod. Ani Adonai hoker lev bohen klayot velatet la'ish kedrachav kefri ma'alav. So, if the heart is the most deceitful, it is Hashem who is Hoked Lev, who actually can understand and research the heart itself. Bohen Klayot, who actually tests the innermost thoughts of a person. Klayot here is literally kidneys, which is the metaphor of the source of thinking. And Hashem pays back each one according to his actions and according to the fruit of his deeds. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Kore Dagar Velo Yalad, Ose Osher Velo Bemishpat, Bahasi Yamav Yazvenu, Ubaharito Yenaval. Again, we have a mashal to a type of bird, a partridge, that calls to the chicks, but it didn't give birth to these chicks. It didn't bear these chicks. And that's similar to a person who is Ose Osher V'lo Mishpat. He amasses wealth unjustly, right? He gathers wealth that doesn't belong to him, like the chicks that don't belong to this bird. And the result, Behatzi Yamav Yasmenu. In the middle of his life, it will leave him. It will not stay with him. And at the end, he will be considered a Naval scoundrel. Pasuk Yud Bet. Kise kavod marom mirishon, mekom mikdashenu. Kise kavod, the throne of Hashem. So just like the kise kavod is exalted to Hashem, so too is the mikdash, is also exalted. And the Radak here quotes Rasag as connecting it to the previous psukim, that just as the thief is thrown away from Hashem, he should also, and he will also, be thrown away from the Mikdash. Meaning the Mikdash is not a place that this thief can think he will find kapara for his sins. Pasuk Yud Gima. Mikve Yisrael Adonai kol ozvecha yevoshu v'surai ba'aretz yikatevu. Again, we call Hashem Mikveh Yisrael, right? The hope of Israel. We'll refer you back to Perek Yudal Pasuk Het, our commentary there on the many different uses of why Hashem is called Mikveh Yisrael. Surai Ba'aretz Yikatevu. Those who turn aside from me, their Surai Ba'aretz Yikatevu, they will be written in the ground, literally, maybe buried into the ground. Why? Ki azvu mekod mayim hayim. They left the source of fresh water, which is whom? Which is Hashem. We already saw very early on that Hashem is called the source of fresh water, and the Avodah Zarah was called Borot Nishpari. The next few psukim, we're going to have, again, a personal tefillah of Yirmiyahu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These come now quite often, almost interrupting the thoughts where Yirmiyahu turns to Hashem about his own difficulties, his own personal difficulties. Pasuk Yudel, Refa'eni Adonai ve'erafe, Hoshi'eni ve'ivashaya, Kitilati atta. Only if you heal me, God, will I be healed. And only if you save me, God, will I truly be saved, because you are my praise. Pasuk Tetvav. Hinehem ma'omrim elai, ayeh devar Adonai, yavona. As my enemies are speaking sarcastically, And they're telling me, where is the word of God? Let it come. Pasuk tezayin. Ve'ani lo atzti meroeh acharecha. Ve'yom anush lo hitaveti. Ata yadata motza sifatai nochach panecha haya. Ani lo atzti meroeh acharecha. I wasn't anxious to be a shepherd for you. Meaning saying, I didn't want this job to be an avi. Contrary to what people thinking, I don't desire this day of doom for the people. You know this. And you know my words, nochach panecha, that they were all directed to you. So Mefarshim bring that his words here that he's talking about, it could be his actual prayers on behalf of the people, that although he was accused of wanting their demise, he literally was praying on their behalf. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Al tiyeh li lemhita mahasi ata biyom ra'ah. Don't be a source of troubles for me. You are my shelter on that day of evil. And how would God be a source of trouble? By not fulfilling the Nebu'ah. And that would make Yirmiyahu look like he was a liar. Yevo, pasuk yud hayt, yevoshu rodefai v'alevosha. V'alevosha ani. Yehatu hema v'alehata ani. Havi alehem yom ra'ah u'mishne shibarom shuvrim. So here, ironically, he literally does pray for their destruction. My pursuers should be ashamed, and I should not be ashamed. They should be dismayed, and I should not be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of evil and give them a double disaster. So here, that he's again praying to God that nevuah of the Puranut should be fulfilled, and that he should not take it back. Whereas elsewhere we do see that Yirmiyah does pray for that, for the people to be forgiven by God. From Pasuk Yutet till the end of the Perek, Yirmiyah now does something unique, and he rebukes the people for the violation of Shabbat, and he gives over some halachot of Shabbat. In fact, there are halachot that are learnt from these psukim in the Gemarot, which is unique because it's rare that we learn from psukim in the Nevi. Pasuk Yutet. Ko amar Adonai elai, haloch v'amata b'sha'ar b'nei ha'am, asher yavo malchei Yehuda, v'asher yetzu bo, u'b'chol sha'rei Yerushalayim. So Hashem tells the Nevi, stand at the gate of b'nei ha'am, where the people come out. Asher yavo bo malchei Yehuda, where malchei Yehuda enter, v'asher yetzu bo, where they exit. Ubechol Sharei Yerushalayim, and all the gates of Yerushalayim. The Radak says, why speak over there? Because that's where the violation of carrying on Shabbat was happening. He's going to speak on carrying. Because within the city, it was fenced by a wall. So therefore, there was no problem. But to take from the city outward, that was where the violations were happening. And of course, now he's going to be talking about the laws of carrying on Shabbat. Pasuk Kaf. ואמרת להם שימעו דבר אדוני מלכי יהודה וכל יהודה וכל יושבי ירושלים הבאים בשערים האלה. Say to them, hear the words of God, the kings of Yehuda, and all of Yehuda, and all the inhabitants of Yerushalayim that come into these gates. Pasuk Kaf Aleph. כה אמר אדוני, הישמרו בנפשותיכם. Watch your souls. ואל תישאו משא ביום השבת. Do not carry a burden on the day of Shabbat. Behavetem b'sha'arei Yerushalayim, and bring it into the gates of Yerushalayim. Pasuk Kafbet. ולא תוציאו מסע מבתיכם. Do not carry a load from your homes ביום השבת על דרך שבת. וכל מלאכה לא תעשו. Do not do any work on that day. וקידשתם את יום השבת, sanctified דרך שבת, כאשר סיוויתי את אבותיכם. Like I commanded your fathers. Father, should bring kol melacha, not only the oraita, but to even include melachot de rabbanan. Pasuk of Gima. V'lo shame'u, v'lo hitu et oznam. They did not listen, they did not lend their ear. V'yakshu et orpam, they stiffened their neck. L'bilti shemoa, not to listen. U'bilti kahad musad, and not to take or accept rebuke. Pasuk of Dalit. V'hayayim shamot shmun elay nu'um adonai. Lebilti havi masa b'shahare ha'ir hazot. If you will listen to me and not carry load in the gates of the city, b'yom haShabbat on the day of Shabbat, u'kadesh et yom haShabbat and to sanctify Shabbat, lebilti asot b'kul melacha, to not perform any work on that day. U'ba'u b'shahare ha'ir hazot melachim v'sarim yoshvim akisei David rochvim barechev u'basusim hema v'sarehem ish Yehuda v'yoshvei Yerushalayim. If you follow this advice, then in this city, kings and princes will sit on the throne of David, riding on chariots and horses, them and their officers, the men of Yehuda and the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, v'yeshva ha'ir hazot le'olam, and the city will be inhabited forever. Pasuk Kavav. Ubao me'arei Yehuda u'misvivot Yerushalayim eres binyamin u'mishvila min ahar u'min ha'negev mevi'im olav ha'zevach u'min ha'alvona u'mevi'ei todah bet Hashem. In addition, people will come from the cities of Yehuda and from the environment of Yerushalayim and from the land of Binyamin and from the lower lands, from the mountains, from the south, and they will bring Ola and Zerah, Ola and Shlemim, Umincha, Ulvona, Umevi'ei Todah, as well as Todah. They will all bring all these different korbanot to the house of Hashem. So we have really here four promises of good: the continuance of Malchut Beit David, a lack of foreign government, the city won't be destroyed, and the Beit HaMikdash will stand and be used as a center. Pasuk Kav Zayin. V'im lo tishmu elai lekadesh et yom haShabbat, ulbilti se'et masa. If you do not listen to me to sanctify Shabbat, and not carrying loads, ubo b'sharei Yerushalayim b'yom haShabbat, but you come to the gates of Yerushalayim on the day of Shabbat, v'hisati ish b'shareha. I will put a fire in its gates. V'achla al menot Yerushalayim, it will devour the palace of Yerushalayim. V'loch tichbe, and this fire will not be extinguished. The Radak says that the reason Yirmiyah is so stringent about the laws of Shabbat at this very point is because this is a Shabbat is used to be a sign of their faith and emunah in Hashem, and this connects to the previous points that he talked about of cursing those who put their emunah in man and blessing those who put their emunah in Hashem.